Blog Talk Radio.
And explore the galaxy, trying to expand the boundaries of our knowledge.
There comes a time when we hear a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We are all a part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day. Just you and me. Well, send them your heart, so they know that someone cares, and their lives will be stronger and free. As God has shown us, by turning stone to bread, and so we all must lend a helping hand. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Thank you. Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
At a lunch counter, or to have a good, decent job, or to go to school with him, merely because of my race. He is saying consciously or unconsciously that I do not deserve to exist. To use the philosophical analogy here, racism is not based on some empirical generalization. It is based rather on an ontological affirmation. It is not the assertion that certain people are behind culturally or otherwise because of environmental conditions. It is the affirmation that the very being of a people is inferior. This is the great tragedy of it. I say that however unpleasant it is, we must honestly see and admit that racism is still deeply rooted all over America, still deeply rooted in the North, still deeply rooted in the South. Now this leads me to say something about another discussion that we hear a great deal, and that is the so-called white backlash. I would like to honestly say to you that the white backlash is merely a new name for an old phenomenon. Not something that just came into being because shouts of black power or because Negroes engaged in riots and what, for instance. The fact is that the state of California voted a fair housing bill out of existence before anybody shouted black power or before anybody rioted in what. May well be that shouts of black power and riots and what in the Harlems and the other areas are the consequences of the white backlash rather than the cause of it. But it is never...
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion. People of Maryland, love. Atlanta, Georgia, love. The $1 billion club. Over enough. Enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People of color. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for what's ours. We are calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence Dunham.
run by rovers, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that. Up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Your health is 100%. You're 100% deal. You're 100% woman. You're 100% man. You're 100% up with your health. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York.
$1 trillion flow tonight. This is Friday night, the $1 trillion flow. And we're saying to you tonight, you can have our shape, what you want tonight as we come to see the Abraham blessed and highly favored. And all next week, I'll be in private consultation. I will be telling you what's going on in your life when you call. I was talking to people in California and Las Vegas today, very busy. I want to thank Bright Star and them up in St. Paul, Minnesota last week. I was there. And I was talking to Mother Frances down in New Orleans, that jail. It was 107 there, she told me. So I want to say to you tonight, some of you got problems, and you don't know how to solve your problem because you won't listen. I'm going to cross over with the ancestors next week. And I'm going to also do remote viewing on what's happening to you. And some of you don't even know what that means. I'm going to look in the future what's happening to you, what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be at, and what's happening with you. And tonight is the $1 trillion flow. Number one is we salute Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King, and all those ancestors that came before us. Last night, we talked about what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We talked about what happened in America. It come to find out that blacks have been killed in every state in America. So the blood is at the altar, killing that's going on. The Republican and Democrat both is rather blamed because they won't come together on trying to stop the killing in America. They won't stop the, they won't come together to ban assault weapons, but they come together to send all kind of money all over the world, and they can't take care at home. Do you need a miracle tonight? Do you need a financial blessing tonight? Do you need a healing tonight? Do you need to be delivered from all demonic spells and spirit and trouble, got you troubled? If you do, you can call me at 708-582-0372. And I will try with the power to be able to move some of that from your mind. And if it's a demonic spirit, we'll move it. That's 708-582-0372. Thank you, Mary Hawkins. Thank you for the call. I want to tell you tonight that the $1 trillion flow is set up for you to start your own business. It's set up for you to begin to move. Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and all them that ancestors now. Do you know if so many people died in Tulsa, Oklahoma? We can't, people died in Chicago. Got a race riot in 1919 in Chicago and a race riot in Detroit. There's lots of blacks been killed, you don't know nothing about, and hung. But the spirit, when we call on the spirit of ancestors, they come. And they come to help you, and they come to visualize, and they come to break down the hope of the devil. So when they come to help you, and they come to give you a breakthrough. Come. So they come in order to give you a closure, the closure that they need, that right now storms and flood is back to back. As I get ready to talk to you tonight, some of you going through something because you don't know how to move demonic spirits off of you, so you caught up and caught out. So that's what happened. So tonight I want to carry you to the next level where you might be able to go to the next level. some of you need to know. I was prophesying to a lady this morning, and in her prophecy, she found out why she was sick, and she found out that stuff had been buried in her yard. And as we got into the spirit room, she went out while I was on the air and brought it and got it out and disposed of it. So sometimes you're blocked from a job. You're blocked from being happy. You're blocked from your husband, your wife. You don't know why. Sometimes you get the wrong man. You get the wrong woman, and you caught up with that. You have to make a decision in your life. This is not my soulmate. This is my husband. This is something I just had sex with, but this ain't the one that I'm supposed to be with. Hello. And you have to be able to back up. We would tell you, and some of you don't listen. I told a young lady, I was in Minnesota, I told her, I said, and she come to find out, after we prophesied to her, what I had told her is true. Some of you, you have a need to hold on. You know, you have a need to be brainwashed to hold on to that woman, that man, because he got a good job or he can give you a little money. It ain't about that. It's about you coming into your own as a whole woman, as a whole man. I see what's going on in Washington, they have lie all this in. The Supreme Court did all this. Murder is murder on all levels. And the Bible says, thou shall not kill or steal. Huh? That's what the Ten Commandments said. You can't cover up. When Washington, D.C., the Republican Democrat, make guns to kill people, that's murder. When women snatch babies out of their womb, that's murder. Now, what I'm saying to you, the law that was made shouldn't have been made no way. Well, that's my personal business. Well, stop laying down, cocking your legs up, and getting babies and want to kill them. That's murder. And most of these college kids is doing that. They get out of college and have four or five babies, and then kill four or five babies. And you want to be a citizen, you walking around a murderer. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. It's about the law of God. It's a divine law. It's a man and woman. A divine law to be fruitful and multiply. It didn't never say be fruitful and kill. It's to be fruitful and multiply. Y'all ain't hearing me. Racism and white supremacy is strong in America. We still fighting racism. We still fighting the color of your skin. But you don't want to hear that. Tonight, a breakthrough for some of you, if you just get in the mix of things, God will open up that door that you can't open up because you won't obey. You won't obey the word of God. God got something with your name on it. God got something to talk to you about. What I'm asking tonight is, you ready? Are you really ready to receive the power of the Holy Spirit? Race riots all over America. Why? Because of the color of your skin. They marching on the Supreme Court. Supreme Court don't have the law. It's a divine law, people, from God. You can't make a man do nothing. You can't make no woman do nothing. It's a divine law. And when you take this law and don't accept it, there's a curse go with it. So what I'm saying tonight, is you ready to let God walk with you and make you the woman you need to be, make you the man you need to be, open up the door that's been closed in your life to the point where you don't know why you're sleeping outdoors. You don't know why you're unhappy. You don't know why so much evil and murder, earthquake, flood, tornadoes in the land. I want to help you out. Disobedience to God. I say disobedience to the word of God. What I want to ask, where do we go from him? Community of chaos? Are we going to the trillion flow? We're going to help our sisters and brothers. We're going to bring them to the light of truth, to the light of understanding God is God. Stop the dope, stop the drugs, and let's get to the real issue. The real issue is obedience. The real issue is the anointing of God touching you. The real issue is what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a tragedy happened that was covered up for 100 years. In 1921, America should be shamed. But not only Tulsa, Oklahoma, Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, all through the South, blacks was harmed. What I'm saying to you, it happened. And it needs to be in the history books. We didn't know nothing about it. They didn't write it in the books. It was handed down. People handed down. See? So you got to understand how I got over was by the word of God through song that Mahalia Jackson sung, How I Got Over, through the word. And those preachers that preach the word of God, those singers that sung, what a friend I have in God. Set back for a comeback. And I want to say to you, you are back because your ancestors left you in charge of truth and love. And what I'm saying to you tonight, get ready for the trillion flow. Get ready to recalibrate your mind and your body. I want to decree to you tonight, somebody listening, all is well. I want to decree to you tonight, every door that closed will open up. Now, when I go in the spirit realm, tonight, we're talking about the trillion flow. But you got to understand, there's a lot of evil that's been going on. And some of it passed you by. You don't know why. It's because you haven't really looked at the truth. Well, that ain't my business. It's your business to reach out and be honest with yourself. When you're honest with yourself, God will give you the knowledge that you need. When you're honest with yourself, truth will come. Some of the people got problems because they're trying to live above their means. They trying to live the Joneses. But you got to understand, you got on you, you are branded. And your brand is black, and you can't erase it, you can't bleach it. So that means that God got you in a, I'm going to say this to him. When God called Enoch up, Enoch didn't die. God just took him up and showed him things where he can come back and tell us. It was so powerful that when he even put it in the King James Version, it was over in Egypt. This is book, this part of the Bible, that he seen what was happening now, how we destroy each other, how we have turned our back from each other. Those are the things that's happening now. You wonder why it's happening like that. Because we have turned our back from each other, and we forgot the truth. Something about the truth, the wisdom, God, will fulfill your mind. All next week, when you call me, have your pencils and paper, get ready for your prophecy for this month going into next month. And when I give you that prophecy, you write it down. Because if it's a prophecy from God, it's going to work for you. And when it's a prophecy from God, you ain't got to worry. God going to give you in the right direction. Some of you looking for direction from a man, you got to look for direction from God. I'm talking to somebody tonight. And you have stole your zeal and stole your energy, stole your life, and you just existing. I'm looking right now at somebody that's been having problems with their left, whole left arm, back to back. I prayed for a lady in St. Paul when I was with them Monday and Tuesday, and the doctor said she wouldn't walk no more, told her to go by a wheelchair. He did what he said. I told her, get up out of that wheelchair and stop being, putting you where you don't supposed to be. She called me and said she took that wheelchair back. And she said, Bishop, whatever it was, it's gone. One prayer, that's all. Walking in faith will do something for you. You ain't got to walk around with a Bible and be no Jehovah Witness, trying to witness to nobody. Just do you. God will do the rest. You know, when I was talking to the lady, she said, your witness, all that stuff, she talked. I said, let me tell you something, lady. It's all in you. It ain't in no white boy up in New York started the Jehovah Witness. And blacks, we always join in something. We don't start nothing. We join something. Some of you are Christian and you're all messed up. Christianity mess you up because you don't know. You are a spiritual man. You are a spiritual woman. You work by the sun, moon, and stars, but you working by what somebody else set up. And that's where you fail, because you won't let go of materialistic things and come into the oneness of God. And once you come into the oneness of God, new adventures and new things going to happen for you. I want you to get your pencil and paper, and I want you to write something down tonight. And I hope you write something what I tell you to write, where it be a blessing for you, where it might be a door for you. I want you to Google tonight the book of Enoch after I get off the air. And I want you to take down all you don't understand. Call me. I'm going to explain it to you, because you need to go deeper and you need to understand the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, Exodus 14:14. So I ain't got to worry about all the hanging and killing that them did. The curse is on them that did it. The curse is on them that killed all them innocent black people, killed our ancestors. And they can never be what they want to do because the curse is on them. When you understand the curse on them, and things going to open up. And the curse on them, what you think going to happen? It's going to happen to them because the curse is on them. See? So I want you to get ready, and I'll go with the book of Enoch for a little bit. Yeah. some papers. He's not 1 in 36.
Parable of Enoch.
This is a parable, Enoch.
Of the wicked and the righteous.
The wicked and the righteous.
Chapter 1. The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous who will be living in the day of tribulation, when the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me. And from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I saw, but not for this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them, the Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth. And the high mountains shall be shaken, and the high hills shall be made low, and shall melt like wax before the flame. And the earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall all be prospered, and they shall all be blessed. And he will help them will. And light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order, each in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last, how steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees which do not lose their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years till the new comes. Chapter 4. And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth over against it, and you seek shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun. And the earth also burns with growing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth or on a rock by reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore, give ye heed and know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth forever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year forever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, and their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained, so is it done. And behold how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change not their tasks from his commandments. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. But ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. O hard-hearted, you shall find no peace. Therefore shall he execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration, and ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, and all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And for you, the godless, there shall be a curse. And all the elect shall rejoice. There shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all you sinners, there shall be no salvation. And on you all shall abide a curse. But for the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace. And they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride. But they who are wise shall be humble, and they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath. But they shall complete the number of the days of their life. And their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal gladness and peace, all the days of their life. The fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels, the Messianic Kingdom.
Forward is giving you personalized insight and guidance to help you reach.
See, the angels was the watchman of the earth, and God sent them in control, but they decided to do something else. So when they decided to do something else, they came down and had sex with humans.
Chapter 6. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Shemjazah, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed. And I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together, and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And there were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon, because they'd sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders. Shemjazah.
Now, these angels were the children of heaven, and they came down on earth after Michael. When you Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, that they were moved out of the heavenly realm, they fell to the earth realm. They were children from heaven, but they decided to defy God. In defying God, this is to curse giants, evil, and all kind of different spells. That's what happened. So that's where we at with that. So that's some of the stuff that I want to share with you, that you might not understand what happened, but that's what was the curse that happened to us. When you understand what happened, you understand what happened to the children.
Their leader, Arikabah, Ramael, Kokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijal, Asael, Amaros, Atarel, Ananel, Zachiel, Samsapiel, Satarel, Turel, Jomjael, Sariel. These are their chiefs, hands. Chapter 7. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives. Each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them and defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the arts of working them, and bracelets and ornaments and the use of antimony and the beautifying of eyelids and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Semjazah taught enchantments and root cuttings, Amaros the resolving of enchantments, Barakijal taught astrology, Kokabel the constellations, Ezekiel the knowledge of the clouds, Arachiel the signs of the earth, Shamsiel the signs of the sun, and Sariel the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry to heaven. Chapter 9. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth, made without inhabitant, cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Semjazah, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates. And they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and make their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. Thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them, and thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these.
Non-dairy chocolate beyond words. Classic recipe by Lent.
There's nothing like a day of fishing. The preparation, the anticipation. Don't let a bad battery leave you landlocked. The power, performance, and reliability of SuperStart batteries will keep your vehicle going time and time again. Till the end of this month, get a gift card of up to $15 purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Chapter 10. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, go to Noah, and tell him in my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot and cast him into the darkness and make an opening in the desert which is in Dudael and cast him therein and place upon him rough and jagged rocks and cover him with darkness and let him abide there forever and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted and proclaim the healing of the earth that they may heal the plague and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates and against the children of fornication and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men and cause them to go forth and send them one against the other that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days they shall not have. And no request that they, their fathers, make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, go, bind Semjaza and his associates, who have united themselves with women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. And in those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. And let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth, destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration, and shall praise me, and all shall worship me. And the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment. And I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation, and forever. Chapter 11. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the
heavens,
so as to send them down upon the earth, over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world, and throughout all the generations of men. Vision of Enoch. His intercession for Azazel and the fallen angels, and his announcement to them of their first and final doom. Chapter 12. Before these things, Enoch was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he abode, and what had become of him. And his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the Ages, and lo, the watchers called me Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers of the heaven who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives, ye have wrought great destruction on the earth. And ye shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children.
God was giving Enoch the word to care back to the fallen angels. They was trying to get back to the heaven realm. And Enoch said, God got a place prepared because you're the children of heaven. So God got a place for you because you sin. And I want you to know tonight as I talk about that, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So Enoch was saying the earth going to be destroyed, but he was getting a prophecy about what's happening in 2022, 2023, 2024, what's happening in this century, the 20th century. And some of the stuff we see happening is because of the curse and our ability to not serve God. I ain't talking about serving no church, no religion. I'm talking about the spirit of the sun, the spirit of the wind. When you are a man of God, you're a different creature. When you're a woman of God, you're a different creature. They tied you up with Christianity in order to enslave you. They tied you up with Islam in order to tie you up. When you're a free man, you think free. When you're a free woman, you think free. Our ancestors were free men and free women, and they aborted what God said. So Enoch was telling us today, 2022, telling us today that God said high and he looked low, and whatever you need, God got it. And he know. God know what I'm saying to you tonight. Get ready for a blessing and get ready for a new door opener for you. Get ready to claim something that you don't know how you got there, but God's going to take you to a higher place. And when God takes you to a higher place, see, when Mahajak was saying, how I got over, you got over by the Lamb of God and by the working that you did. That's how you got over. Every time we got over, it was something in our vibration that kept us going.
Tell me how we got over. At a mighty hard time, coming all over. I'm gonna thank you. Come on with it.
I want to thank God.